Now, Amanda Bailey, Katie, asks if Hirsty's any good with remembering the important things. Your birthday, for example. Mm. Does he know it? Can he say it now?
He does.
Hirsty, you do. When is Katie's birthday?
Oh. It's in August.
Is that right?
It? Yes. It's correct. It's August. And it's either...
He doesn't know.
It's either the 5th or the 8th.
Oh, shut up.
Is it neither the 5th or the 8th?
No.
What is it?
18th. No, hang on, 25th.
Well, you're just going to have to buy me a present on every one of those dates.
When is it?
It's the 15th.
Oh, there was a 5 in there. Come on.
Write it down this minute. 15th of August. Save your skin for when it comes around.
There was a 5 in there. Come on, it's not been... It's early days. When's my birthday?
Well, I'm not
going to
remember.
No, we're not asking that. We are not asking that.
Yeah. This is an audience with me.
I can't even remember when your birthday is, actually. It's May, isn't it?
No!
It's June.
October.
No, it's not. Mine's in October. When is your birthday?
Please, no more. Oh, no more.
We don't need to know it anyway, because we're not going to buy anything.
It's a big 3-0 this year.
Well,
All right, you know.
Is Katie Hirsty any good, actually, as a boyfriend in general? A lot of people have said it's about blooming time it happened, but is it obvious he's very out of practice?
A little bit, yes. We're up to, I think, 735 things you shouldn't say to a woman.
Oh, dear. What kind of instances has he put his foot in?
Don't you dare mention the book. Don't you dare mention the book.
You've got to mention the book.
I said that I was going to go on a diet in January, and he just looked at me and just went, yeah. And I was thinking, you're supposed to agree with me.
And that's
then
what...
he was like, there's a book in the other room, but you're going to think I bought it for you. But I didn't. I promise I didn't. And it was How Not to Get Fat.
Oh, my God.
That you saw that book come through the post. You remember when that book came through the post just before Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I genuinely took it home for myself. But
and
following
then
this conversation,
thought you'd lend it to your new girlfriend.
No, I wasn't going to lend it to anyone. But it was just sitting there, and I was afraid you were going to go into the lounge and see it, and then think, you know.
I think we're going to have to practice, Hirsty. You and me, lots of conversations before you have them with Katie.
No, I think he does need a little bit of guidance.
That's the only thing, though. That is the only thing.
And then when I said I was going to do my diet for a week and a half, he went, "Why not do it for 2 weeks?"
No, we can't. No, you see. Because...
You get worse!
No, because it's like you round it up, don't you?
No,
that's
you
what
don't.
I mean, you round it up or
you,
round it down.
You, as a bloke, should have rounded it down and gone, no, you don't need to do it for any time, but don't do it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There'll be nothing left of you. That's the answer you should have given.
So taken out of context here. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Also, we've been chatting about your first weekend away together.
Yes.
How are you feeling about it? Because Hirst has been left in charge of booking.
He has.
And I know from personal experience when he organised a stag do, that very nearly didn't happen.
It was all right.
So, how are you feeling? Where do you think you're off to?
I'm not too sure. Hopefully somewhere very nice and not camping. Mm. but I'm not sure.
And what would be your ideal weekend? Would it be an activity weekend? Would it be romantic? Would it be relaxing?
I think it'd have to be romantic, as it's our first weekend away.
Oh dear.
It's
and
all right.
And he needs to make up for Dubai as well.
Oh. Yeah, for leaving you at Christmas. Yeah. Got so much to catch up on, haven't you really?
The thing with Dubai was, well, I booked Dubai up before we started going out. So what do you want me to do? You know?
Well, funnily enough, planes normally have more than one seat on them, don't they? No comment there, I see. No. Right, and to finish with, because it has been lovely having you on, Katie, and no doubt we will speak to you again. I'd just like to ask a question, because when I was in the hairdressers the other day and I was chatting away to you, someone came in and one of the girls who works there said, "Oh, Kate can do you now." And yet Hirsty always refers to you and has introduced you as Katie. So, Hirsty obviously doesn't actually know your name. Which is it, Kate or Katie?
I answer to both.
Which would you prefer?
I'd go with Katie.
There you go.
Breathe a sigh of relief.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much.
Round of applause for Karen, everyone.
All of us wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you. I think we're going to need it. Well, I'm going to need it.